Blog Talk Radio.
Joy of the Lord. I hope your work week is being prosperous and fruitful thus far. And what a blessing it is to be here with you once again here on the Stars of Heaven Networks 22. And I praise the Lord and glory be to God in the highest for his grace and his mercy and his favor that allowed me to wake up this morning and see another beautiful day. And I am honored to be here on this Tuesday to share more with you from March offering. And I'm really excited to share this exhortation in celebration of myself as well as our Blessed Mother, the Queen Mother, Mother of all creation, and as well as in celebration of all of the new Eve. And that is on this day, which celebrates All Women's International Day. And I'm excited to share this exhortation coming from home, the home of the Bride Queen. And I'm always excited to come from the home page of my website because it's my baby. It's my baby is the home page that represents the foundation of every birthing that I've birthed from Bride of Christ Women's Ministry. So I'm really honored that you're here with me to receive more from this month's offering entitled Veils and Victories. And I tell you, this month is pushing its way through. Spring is in the air. Although we have more snow coming, spring is in the air. And I truly have a spring in my spirit. Yeah, God. So I'm really excited to again, share this exhortation in celebration of our Blessed Mother. And I was elated when the Lord gave me some scriptures to share with you in celebrating my divine femininity. And I love that about who God created me to be in such a natural way. And as my mantra goes, as it goes, as it says, as it declares, I am a woman, a lady who has the gift of femininity that I get to reveal every day, every single day, and that my femininity is not just a gender, it's a gift. And I unveil it every day to God before in prayer in the world that he created. And that's all upon the axle of love. Love is the axle that keeps my universal world spinning. Hallelujah. So if there's going to be any dizziness, if there's going to be any roundabout, it's going to be by love, 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 because love prevails over all. Now I'm going to, before I really get into the exhortation, I included two scriptures that I wanted to share with you. And these scriptures are certainly in line with the honoring of my divine femininity, of my Blessed Mother's divine femininity, and your divine femininity. And the thing that I love about celebrating my femininity in every aspect of me being a woman is remembering that I came from the man. I came from Adam. I was taken from his rib. And the thing that I love about God is that although he used Eve and Jesus to redeem us, it was Mary who he chose to speak to, and speaking to her from the masculine, that she would conceive. And I wanted to include Proverbs because everything God spoke, he spoke directly to Adam, or he spoke from the matriarch or from the patriarch. And Proverbs 31 is a scripture, a book that declares that. And so although I celebrate women, we must remember that God spoke to Adam. And God chooses to still speak to Adam, because that's the order. He loves women. He can speak to anything. And I'm not belittling myself in any kind of way as being a woman, because I'm secure in my femininity and my womanhood. But that's the order. That's God's order, and I love it. And so these are the words of his mother. And I wanted to just read from verse 30 and 31, because those were the two scriptures that it was ringing in my spirit, where she declared to her son, beauty is vain and favor, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that word is truly still alive today. In the word of God is still alive today. And it says in verse 31, give her the reward she has earned. She has earned the fruit of her hands. She shall be praised in public, in the gates, for what she has done. And I'm excited about that, because that's exactly what God is saying. God wants us to be pleased with what he's given us. And he says, well, give her the reward of her hands. And those two scriptures are the ones I've declared he gave me. But the whole chapter, I include the whole chapter because it's really important to understand the words that his mother spoke to him, and him understanding on how to be a wise son. And the message she taught him from verse 1 all the way up to verse 9 is warning him in a woe not to get caught with a whorish woman. And that's what she also says in another part of Proverbs by the means of a whore's woman, a man will be brought to naught, and a whore to be ditched. So that's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible calls a woman who's after a man just for substance, or uses her body to lure and to trap. So in your own time, you can read all of it. You can read all of it. I just chose verse 10 onward, where he talks about the good wife, is that he finds a good, noble, virtuous wife because she is worth more than rubies or pearls. He says her husband trusts in her completely and trusts his heart to her. With her, he has everything he needs and lacks no plunder. And the King James Version says, have no need of spoil. Have no need of spoil. And that's exactly what a whore's woman will do. She'll spoil you. She'll rip you off. She'll waste your time. And that's what is something declared in the first verse. Don't waste your time. Don't even think about it. Don't be deceived by the packaging. It's all a lie. It's a trap. It's a snare. Go inward. Look inward. Yeah, I'm going to leave that right there and go on. One second time. And so that's the first scripture I want to give you. It's Proverbs 31, because I tell you, being in God's favor is definitely by his grace, but it's also deserved, and knowing that you're worthy of that. And God does not appoint and anoint and elect foolishness. He just doesn't. God's about maturity, and I love that about him. And I love that he continues to anoint me afresh and anew. Now, what I'm going to go do right now is I'm going to go down to, I wanted to just give you that. And it's a lot, so I'm going to let you, read that chapter on your own. But I want to go to Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the first in the fourth verse, which is also from the Expandable Bible. And these scriptures are pretty, are not as long as Proverbs 31, but I wanted to include that because the Word of God says, beauty is vain. My favorite is deceit. Well, I read that. I get that one. But this one says, a wise woman strengthens her family, builds her house, but a foolish woman destroys hers by what she does. She tears hers down with her hands. And one thing that I love about this month's offering, it celebrates, according to the agricultural calendar, our habitation, which means first and foremost our spiritual home, which is our bodies, our spirit, and our soul, because that's what God's going to come back for. He's coming back for our soul. He's coming back for our souls, which should be cleansed and washed, and our members should be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our name should be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So I wanted to include Proverbs because 14, because this is the trait of a good woman, not an evil woman, but a good woman. Which says in verse 2, people who live good lives, women who live good lives, walk in virtue, integrity, respect, and they do that in the fear of the Lord. That means respecting him for being God. But those women, females, who live evil lives, those who live evil lives don't. That means they don't walk in virtue, they don't have integrity, have no respect for themselves or the Lord. They say they go the wrong way on their paths, despise him. And verse 3 says, fools will be punished. Fools will be punished for their proud words. The talk of fools is the rod for their back, or the mouth of fools is a spring of pride. But the words, lips of the wise will protect him. When there are no oxen, no food is in the barn, for the barn is empty. With a strong ox, much grain can be grown. And I'm really excited about that part, because as I minister the rest of the offering, the ox is what the Lord gave me as a representative of what he's doing and saying in his essence. And as you know, when I do the agriculture calendar, I'm always including an animal, because animals represent the essence of God and the essence of attributes of what we can also adopt in fulfilling our calendar and being strengthened by everything God has created. And so I'm really excited to minister great houses in double honor, because that's exactly what God said to me when he gave me this part of the offering. He was saying that there are great houses, and in a great houses you have different vessels, different furnishings. And then he spoke to me and says that those who have live in great houses are also, and those who serve in great houses, those who serve the Lord, do double honor. And so I'm going to start from 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, the 17th through the 18th verse. And I'm so glad when I'm always able to put short scriptures, because I'm always putting long scriptures. So I'm really glad when I'm able to put short scriptures so it can go faster. So 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, the 17th through the 18th verse, I'm reading from the Expandable Bible. I like this version, and so I'm using the Expandable version to expound on God's word. Now, it says, the elders who lead the church well should receive double honor, for both honor and remuneration probably includes both respect and financial support, especially those who work hard by speaking, preaching, and teaching. It goes on to say, because the scripture says, when an ox is working in the grain, threshing, do not cover its mouth to keep it from eating. It says, do not muzzle it. And a worker should be given his pay, which it also says deserve his wages, who is worthy of his hire. And the King James Version said, a workman who is worthy of his hire. And the reference to that is Luke 10, the 7th chapter. And I think the Lord was saying to me when he gave me this was, one, that when God has chosen someone to do his will and preach his word, and they're doing it by the anointing, they're doing it because he himself called them to do it, he said that, one, you can't judge another man's workman. In the epistles, it talks about not judging another man's servant. And the second thing he was saying is that we don't have the right to judge what someone should and should not do. If someone is preaching God's word by way of the Holy Spirit and God ordained to do so, God said they're worthy of their hire. They're worthy of their hire. And the most important thing of that is the Lord hired me. I'm a worker of his pastor, sheep of his pastor. So he pays me. He says, what's all right, I will pay you. Go on my vineyard and work, and what's all right, I'll pay you. Now, of course, he's talking about this in a natural, practical sense, that when a man is hired to do a job, he should get paid. Plain and simple, practical means. But spiritually, this is saying that you don't dictate and determine what someone should and should not receive from the Lord based on they're working for him. And unfortunately, a lot of that I've had to rebuke and bind, because people will try to dictate what your blessing should be, or dictate what you should and should not have because of God's favor. And it always amazes me because my reward is of the Lord. I don't look to man for anything. I don't ask for offerings. I don't. It's like anyone pay me no tithes, you know, because he's taking care of me because I'm working and my faith makes me whole. And that's the thing that I love about Jesus and coming and choosing the disciples to make them fisher of men, that their reward is according to their faith. And she says the just shall live by his faith. Now, again, the example here is an ox. And the ox represents diligence, strength, honesty, being down to earth, persistent, perseverance, and wealth. Hallelujah, wealth. And so, again, in the New Testament, Jesus said, again, in giving the parable to the talents, those who gave the talents to, and giving them their talents, and letting them know that when he comes back, he expects to get a investment on it, and based on what we did with what he gave us, it's going to determine our harvest. Plain and simple, you reap what you sow, and you can't sow apple seeds and expect to get oranges. It just doesn't work that way. So that was the first thing he says. Don't muzzle out the ox that treads out the corn. You can't say, oh, he's not worthy, she's not worthy to be free or to be able to live, you know, however he or she wants to live. Yeah, they can because they've earned that right. They've done the work. And he determines my pay, not man. So that's the thing he was saying, is don't allow someone else to muzzle you or keep you from receiving your reward for what you know you've done. Because, again, you have the enemy of our faith, the enemy of our soul, who wants to steal our crown. And you have the false prophets and the prophets of Baal who will make merchandise of you, will try to prevent you from speaking God's word, that will set captives free because they want to fleece it and market it. A workman is worthy of his hire. And again, that depends on who hired you and who you're working for. So always in his service. Now, the second scripture I wanted to read to you is 2 Timothy, the second chapter, first through 22nd verse, which is, again, from the Expandable Bible. And in this, Timothy is talking about a loyal soldier of Jesus Christ. And I bless the Lord for the 12 apostles who were worthy and did receive double honor, and not just double honor, but their crown, and their names written in the Lamb of Life. And this is what Timothy was saying about double honor when it comes to being a soldier of the Lord in Jesus Christ, or a vessel or workman or fellow laborer in Christ Jesus. He says, "You then, Timothy, my child, being strong in the grace we have in Christ Jesus," well, this is Paul writing to Timothy, "you should teach and trust to or pass on to people whom you trust, whom you can trust, who are faithful, reliable, the things you have heard me say in the presence of or confined by many witnesses. Then will you be able to teach others." So he was saying, everything that you've heard me say, pass it on, teach it to others whom you can trust. And that's the key word, those who God trusts with the gospel. Because the ministry is profitable for souls, not for finances. Marketing it for your ministry and wanting people to come to you for the ministry. And so we as ministers, being a minister, I will not entertain anyone who I don't trust. He said, know those that what? Labor among you. Know them in the spirit. He said, also in the presence of whom, presence confirmed by many witnesses. And that's what God also was saying to me a couple of weeks ago when I put that word on about confirmed and confessed. Confirmed by many witnesses. That means when God say yay or nay, this person is of me. If they try to speak about a spirit, whether they be of God. So God has to confirm you in order to vouch for you or in order to bless your work. You have to be of him, which is common sense. But it says, then they will be able to teach others. He says, share in troubles we have or join me in suffering like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A soldier wants to please the enlisting for commanding officer so that so no one serving in the army wastes time, gets involved, entangled with everyday matters in civilian life. And again, the King James Version says, he who is called him wants to please him that called him and does not entertain, does not get himself entangled with everyday matters so he may please him that called him. You don't get entangled with the things of this world. The things of this world is to be answered by and addressed by the Holy Ghost, the gospel, which is what Jesus did. So he goes on to say in verse 5, also